Welcome to an episode of Love You Most, another one coming your way because I feel like you guys asked for this specific type of episode more than anything. And so I wanted to share another episode of things I wish I knew in my 20s because I feel like, I don't know, I'm obviously not like well into my 30s, but I feel like just the last like few years of my 20s and obviously turning 30, gonna be 31 this year, I have just grown, changed, and just, I don't know, learned so much that I really, really wish that I had known when I was younger. Things that I feel like if I knew, it could have like changed my life for the better and really just made my life be so much easier if I just was able to like take in this knowledge and actually like believe it. And I do think that like some of the things I'm going to share are things that probably I had been told, but maybe didn't like truly believe, because I feel like when you get information from someone, like whether you believe it is up to you, but I feel like sometimes it really depends on who shares that information with you, like which helps you like believe it more. So for example, I feel like my parents would tell me a lot of things, but it's so easy to listen and hear things from your parents and not really believe it because you feel like, well, that's just my mom or my dad telling me that. So everything I'm saying here has been something that has like pivotally changed my life for the better. And I really hope that you take what I say to heart. And, you know, I feel like I say this a lot, but if you don't necessarily like agree with something I say, or you don't really like, I don't know, resonate with it, that is totally fine. I don't want this podcast to ever feel like I'm shoving my thoughts, opinions, or feelings onto you. And if you just want to like hang out and listen to like the things I share, and maybe it doesn't like connect with you or resonate with you, that's totally cool. I want this to be a space where we really just feel like we're friends hanging out. And I think I say that every single episode. But before we get into the things I wish I knew in my 20s, I want to do a little kind of like wrap up of like what's been going on in the last few days. I shared that like our power was out and we had like this whole tree in our yard and we've gotten that figured out, which is great. They took the tree away today. So we just have to get like a portion of the tree removed, but there isn't like a ton left. As you guys can probably tell, my nose is a little stuffy today and it's because my allergies are on 10. I recently went to a flower farm. I think that was last Saturday, and I really enjoyed it, but it made me realize how much pollen really like bothers my allergies. I actually went to an allergist years ago, and when you go to an allergist, it's really interesting. They put all these things on your back that you would potentially be allergic to, and then however your back reacts to what they put on it is like what tells them whether you're allergic to it or not. I was allergic to pretty much everything. So I've always had really bad allergies and I paid for like part of the allergist. But then I realized that like when you go to an allergist and you start like paying to like get, I don't know, the shots or whatever they like give you, you are pretty much just setting yourself up for life to continue to go there and like get the, I don't know, things that you're allergic to put into your body. And I don't know, I just really did not have time or energy for that because I talked to the allergist and they were pretty much like, well, this could work, but also by the end of this, you could still have like things you're allergic to and they could still just be like a little less bad, but still be like prevalent. And even after 10 years of coming to us, you could still like have these same allergies. So to me, it just wasn't really worth it. So I never ended up like finishing it, but I do like knowing like that I am allergic to like moss and grass and different pollens. I'm allergic to tons of dander on animals, just all kinds of things. And so it's always like good to know more about yourself. I feel like even if I like don't go to an allergist, I feel like just knowing is kind of helpful because I can know like what to stay away from. So along with that, it is actually super late at night. It's like 11:12 right now. And it's super late because We are getting ready to go to Germany tomorrow. We leave super early in the morning, and then we are also going to be in Italy for part of the week. So when you're listening to this, we're either in Italy or Germany. I think when you listen to this, we'll be coming back from Italy and going back to Germany, I think. So make sure you head over to my Instagram because you can like see everything in real time on my stories. And like on my feed and stuff. And on TikTok, I'll share like lots of different like things that you guys can see. So you can kind of keep up with like what's going on. I'm always on stories. So I feel like that's a great way to see things in real time. Also, make sure to head over to my YouTube if you want like more book chats. Because I know you guys have been loving the book chats at the end of these episodes. And I always really love them too. So over on YouTube, I pretty much just talk like specifically about books and like nothing else. So yeah, let's get into this episode because it is so late and I just need to go to sleep soon because we have to wake up. I thankfully have packed most of everything, but I still have like a few things to throw into my bag. And obviously we have to get up early, so I need to like get some beauty sleep. So the first thing I wish I knew in my 20s that I just like want to share with you guys is that you should stop doing things you don't want to do just to make other people happy. And this is something that is so important. And I feel like people told this to me when I was younger, but I didn't ever really take it to heart because sometimes it feels like the things you don't want to do are things that you actually have to do. But once you realize that you don't have to do literally anything other than like, I mean, you have to sustain yourself by like working or like bringing in some kind of income to like, you know, have food and like a roof over your head and things like that because of the society that we live in. But anything else, I feel like is pretty much up in the air. And for a long time, I always felt like, oh, you know, if my relatives, like cousins and uncles and stuff are having a get together, like I have to go because it's something that like people really feel like sad if I'm not there or angry or upset with me. Or in college when I was with friends and if friends would invite me to something and I like maybe needed to do homework, I just was like, well, I feel like I have to go to this because if I don't go, then like maybe I won't be a part of the group or, you know, someone's gonna be mad at me. I don't know. There's just so many things that I feel like growing up, especially in my 20s, I felt like I had to do that. Now I'm in my 30s just realizing I really don't have to do anything. Now I will say that doing things that are like out of the ordinary is very hard to do. Like I've talked very openly about how I'm like shifting my relationship with alcohol and I don't drink nearly as much. And I still have a really hard time saying no. And I'm learning to stand firm in my no, but I feel like the more that I flex that muscle and the more that I tell people no, and I'm comfortable with like saying no to people and obviously saying it in a nice way, but saying it firmly, I feel like the more I will get used to and be more comfortable just like, I don't know, living and doing things that are just for me and not for other people. So that's one thing that I feel like is so important and I really wish that I had leaned into whenever I was in my 20s. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that whatever you allow will continue. And this is with anything, whether it's with relationships, whether it's with your relationships with your coworkers, your friends, your family, whether it's with your job, your boss, literally anything in life, whatever you allow will continue because no one is going to show up and just save you and like take you out of, I don't know, whatever situation that you're in because you know you better than anyone else knows you. And if you're in a situation, like for example, maybe you're working in a place with a boss that like doesn't treat you the best, or you're in a relationship that you really know isn't healthy, or in a friendship that you know isn't healthy, but you feel like you just, I don't know, don't have like a way out. The longer that you stay in that situation, like it just will continue because you're allowing it. And so I think that this kind of goes back to what I was sharing before, like standing firm in your no and standing firm in like what you know is best for you. I feel like it can be so hard, but it's a lesson I really wish that I knew a lot earlier. And I feel like I'm still learning it now, but I think I'm still learning it now because I didn't really like lean into that whenever I was in my 20s. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that I should treasure moments with family and friends because life changes fast. We recently had someone in Springfield who passed away, and it was a really sad like way for her to go when she was really young. And so many people in this town and community are really mourning her being gone. And I think that's just really made me think about how fast and fleeting life can be. And actually, last week, whenever I was on vacation, my dad, he had a stroke, and thankfully he's okay, but we had no idea that that was going to happen. And that kind of goes for anything. Like, you have no idea when someone's going to get sick, when someone's going to get into a car accident, or just when someone's life is going to change in a way that like maybe doesn't allow for you to have the same type of relationship that you have now with them. Like, for example, if someone has kids, or if their job sends them somewhere across the country, or maybe your friend moves away. Like, the situations that we're living in right now and like the relationships we have with people will change over time. And so we don't know how those things will change, and we hope they'll change for like the better and for good, so that we can still continue to have the relationships we have with people. But sometimes they don't. And I think that that's a hard thing, because a lot of the time we kind of live for the now, and we don't really think about like, I don't know, what could happen in the future. And so if you're living for the now, I feel like sometimes we just really like lean into work, or lean into like, okay, I need to get this laundry done, or I need to do X, Y, and Z, because we always feel like people will be there, but we really just don't know. And so make sure to treasure the moments you have with friends and family and people in your life, and make sure that you really like take time for those people, because it's so easy to let everything else get in the way of like what's really important. But what's most important is really the relationships with yourself and the relationships with people in your life. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that you're not bad with money, you're just broke. And I'm saying this to myself, I'm not necessarily saying this to every single person that's listening, because I'm sure there are some people who are listening that are actually bad with money. But for me, I think that I always felt like I was terrible with money, because I, one, never had it. And then when I did have it, I would spend a lot of it. And now looking back, like, of course, as a normal human, I bought things that I didn't necessarily need. Like, I would buy Starbucks once a month, or I would, you know, buy a pair of shoes, or I would buy like a shirt that I liked or something like that. But looking back at like how little I spent on myself, like, I remember going to Walmart and getting a Walmart credit card, and I think I spent like literally $400 on that credit card, and it was just on food. And I remember feeling so bad later on, because I was like, how am I going to pay back this credit card? But it's sad to think back, because I was buying food because I didn't have any. And this is when I was in college. And going back to that, it also makes me think about how there were many, many times where I would get done with work and I would have to like pick up an extra shift the next day when I really needed to be doing my homework, and I would pick up an extra shift because I was short on money because I had to pay my electric bill or water bill or rent. And I've talked many times about like my water and like, you know, struggling to like keep that on and pay rent on time and all of those things. And I always felt like I was bad with money because I wasn't able to do that. But now I look back, I literally was making $7.25 an hour, like no joke, working 40 hours a week, making $7.25 an hour, and then also waitressing, which I was making, I think the minimum wage was like $3.25 or $4.25 or something wild like that. And then obviously you make tips, but I worked at a steakhouse in a small town, and I remember one of the meals was like $8 and like 79 cents or something like that, like $8.50, $8.37, somewhere in that range. It was under $9. And people in that town used to say that it was very expensive to go to this restaurant to get a steak. Like, they felt like if you're spending like $10, $15 on a meal, that that was just like really expensive. And in that town, the median household income was like, I think it was like $33,000 or $23,000 or something. And that's like for two people in a household. So looking back, I was not making a ton in tips, and I wasn't making a ton in my full-time job. And I just kept thinking, I'm working so hard and I must be bad with money if I like can't pay my bills and if I can't like have extra spending money. And now that I'm in a different place financially, where I am doing really well and like bringing in more income than I ever have. It's really making me realize like I can save and I'm actually very good at it and I really enjoy it. But it's because I'm not coming from a place of scarcity where I just don't know like if I can pay my bills or if there is like gonna be money coming in when I need it. And I don't know, I feel like money is something that like, I don't know, I can't even explain it. There is a weird, like, when you go from not having money to having money, I feel like there's just like a weird relationship with yourself that you kind of have to fix. And that's something I'm still working on. Like, I find myself when I go into like the grocery store, I still will pull up on my phone my like bank app and like look at my account because I want to see that there's money in my account. And it's because for so often in college, granted, this was literally like 10, you know, 12 years ago. But in college, there were many times when I would go into the store and my card would get declined, or I would like pull up my account and I didn't have hardly any money. And I would have to like, I don't know, count down to the pennies to like buy like food and things like that. And so I still have like all of those memories that have like grown with me into adulthood. And I'm still like working through all of that and making sure that I like remind myself that I am safe and secure financially. And that's still a hard thing to learn. But I really wish someone had been able to come back and tell me like, hey, you are not bad with money. You are just broke. You're not making enough to pay your bills, which is why you don't have money. It has nothing to do with you spending $6 on Starbucks. Like, that is not going to cover your, you know, rent that you have to pay. So I'm saying this to someone, and I know it's going to resonate with someone, but I will say that there are definitely people who are bad with money. And I think that there are ways you can definitely get better. Like, I've gotten better over the years with money for sure. But I think that overall, that's one message that I really wish someone had told me. And another thing that I wish I knew in my 20s is that relaxation does not need to be earned. I think that this kind of goes back to like hustle culture kind of, and like how I was talking about going from like not having to having. Like, for a long time, all I did was work. Like, literally, I would wake up, go to work, and then I would create. And at the point when I wanted to make this a career, which it is now, and I feel so grateful for it, but when I was trying to build into that, really all I did from like sunup to sundown was work, and I didn't spend any time on myself. And I do think that there is a point in life where if you want to get to like another level of life, you kind of do have to work really hard to get there. And that's with anything, whether it's like if you want your relationship to be better, if you want your friendships to be better, if you want your relationship with your parents, partner, relationship with yourself. You know, if you want to get a promotion or be higher up in a job, I do think you have to put in work for that. But I also think that within that, you also deserve relaxation. And I think a lot of the times it feels like you have to have all or nothing, like you have to give all your time and attention to this one thing. Otherwise, that one thing will not get better or it won't work. And I'm here to remind you that you deserve to relax, even if you are, you know, making one specific thing, whether it's a relationship with your family, friends, your job, career, whatever, a priority, you still deserve to relax in that. And another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that I need to get outside in nature each day. This is so pivotal for people who live in cities with changing seasons, especially because in those changing seasons, you probably get rain or gloom. And I feel like for long, like, I don't know, months out of the year, I just wouldn't really go outside because it was cold or it was rainy. And so usually from around, I don't know, maybe early November or mid-November all the way probably until spring, I just would not go outside. Usually I would go sledding in the winter like once, or, you know, of course I would be walking from my car to my house and things like that. But just like actually actively hanging outside, I did not do unless maybe I was like skiing on vacation. And this last winter, I actually made sure to get outside every single day at least once. And it literally like changed my brain chemistry. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I found so much joy in each day just by getting outside. And I found so much beauty in the world around me that I didn't see before. I initially hated winter and got the winter blues pretty much every winter. And this last winter was the first winter that I didn't. And I think a large part of that is because I got outside every day. So this is something that I really, really, really wish someone had told me when I was in my 20s. Another thing that I wish I knew in my 20s is that you don't need the person that hurt you to recognize that they hurt you for you to move on. And I wish I could say that a million times over to 20, 21-year-old me, 22-year-old me, even 18-year-old me, 17-year-old me. I feel like when you get out of a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a relationship with a partner, it is so easy to feel like you need quote unquote closure. And I do think that closure is good if you're able to get it in a healthy way. But I feel like a lot of the time, no one really gets true closure, because if you're expecting the person that maybe ended your friendship or your relationship to come to this like revelation that they did all these terrible things, and you to come to this revelation that you did all these terrible things, and you both apologize and you hug. Like, I feel like that's just a lifetime Hallmark, like romance movie, bestie vibe type of like scenario that just does not happen in real life. And if you do get that, I think that's great, but I think that that's very, very rare. And I feel like most of the time we don't get closure in a lot of ways that I feel like we need. And that's okay. You do not need that person to tell you how they hurt you, to recognize it, to name it, for you to know that it happened and for you to like let go of it. You can let go of that on your own without having any communication with them. And this has happened for me many times in my life with friendships, with partners, where I've had to recognize like I don't need them to show up and say what they did wrong. I already know what they did wrong, and I already know the things that I need to work on and the things that maybe I didn't do in the best, like, I don't know, way, I guess, in the relationship. And I can like do that without either of us having a conversation. And so this is just something that I feel so strongly about, because I don't know, there are many times where I would text friends that like our friendship ended or partners, and I felt like I needed to get that closure from them, and it just never turned out how I wanted it to be. And so I just want to remind you, you don't need that from anyone. You can move on without them even being a part of your life in any way. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that it's okay if you don't know who you are yet. Your 20s are for discovering yourself. And this is something that is something This is something that I wish I could ingrain in my brain, because for so long when I was younger, I didn't want to really try new things, because I just kind of wanted to go with like the flow of what I felt was what I needed to do at that time in my life. And in your 20s, you are supposed to discover yourself. And I don't think you can discover yourself without trying new things. So start a job, quit the job, try having new friends. And if you don't like them, move on to new friendships. If you want to start a hobby, try it. If you don't like it, quit it. If you want to move to a new city, move there. If you hate it, move somewhere else. Like, there are a million and one things that are available to you in your life. And in your 20s, I feel like it's so easy to try to get locked into one thing or one specific life. But the world is your freaking oyster. And I really hope that you can really just take in that, like, you really do not have to know who you are yet. You don't have to know what you want to do in life. You don't have to even know who you want to be in life, because this is your time to discover yourself. Another thing that I wish I knew in my 20s is that I shouldn't let anyone pressure me into thinking that my life can't be all I want it to be, and to just keep on dreaming big, because people will try so hard to tell you what you can't do, all the things or all the ways that life won't work out for you. They'll try to put like the way that they envision life into like, I don't know, your like mind or your like future plans. So if maybe someone has had the same desk job for the past 30 years and they can't imagine what it would look like to like move to Bali, they will probably tell you like, no, you should probably stay where you are and like come work in this desk job with me. Or vice versa. If someone's like a big traveler and they maybe don't want to live in a small town and you tell them that's what you want to do, they're probably going to try to convince you or just confirm that like those like ideas aren't good. And if you listen to that and don't listen to yourself, I feel like that pressure can sometimes make us conform into something that we don't want to be. And so just don't let them pressure you into thinking that your life has to be one specific way. It can be anything that you want it to be. You do not have to fit into any type of mold. You can literally just discover yourself daily and be someone new daily. Just keep on dreaming big, because the world is out there for you to just grab it and take it however you want it. So we're going to end the episode here, just because I do need to get some sleep and it's like super late right now. And I'll make sure that in the next episode we get into the questions. You guys have asked so many good questions, and I want to make sure that I can flesh those out in like the best way. And this was a little bit longer of an episode than normal, so I just want to make sure that I get some sleep, but also that I can really dig deep into your questions and have enough time for that. Also, if you want to see like my book recs and just have like a little book corner like we always do on this episode, you guys can always, always, always head over to my YouTube. I share 3 videos a week on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 6 a.m. every single week. And so they're always about books. And you can also go to my Goodreads, and I put a review up every single time I finish a book. And so you can always get recommendations there and see like what I'm reviewing, what I'm reading in real time, because it's always very accurate. Because I know if I don't update it, I literally will forget. So yeah, I love you most. I love you more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot. And I hope you guys have a great night or day or whenever you're listening to this. And yeah. Bye, guys.